it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Fourth and final hour on this Friday afternoon. And we know that we're in some unprecedented times here in our area in Middle Tennessee. It all started with those darn tornadoes back in early March, and now it's the coronavirus pandemic that has shut our city down in more ways than you could possibly imagine. The toll is a thriving hospitality industry. We just talked to Dr. Peter Cobb last hour, and it has been profound for sure. And our local bartenders and servers and cooks and restaurant staff need our help. We tried to do that last night by doing a little to-go so we could help give back to the restaurants. In a partnership with the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, a fund called Tennessee Action for Hospitality.com has been established to help support hospitality professionals who cannot meet their financial obligations with unemployment alone. Please show them their support by making a donation of any amount. You can go to TNActionForHospitality.com and donate today. That's TN Action for Hospitality to donate now. And thank you, Music City. We're all in this together. Like I said, we tried to do our part last night, do a little to-go order. We'll probably do something over the weekend. We're trying at least a couple times a week to try to give back to the restaurants and people in that industry, the service industry, because these times are not easy for them. All right, guys, we're ready for a little trivia?
I am ready to rock and roll. I'm excited.
Ready.
Okay. What kind of categories do we have? Willie, what do you got for your category?
College nicknames, an old standby of ours.
College nicknames. Love that one.
I would not be very good at that, apparently.
No, we've learned that. And just some simple exercises, we learned that, in fact, it was Willie's bracket. When Willie Brackets would put out who he would have in the tournament, you were not very good at the college nicknames.
No, but that's okay. You know,
good news is you're not eligible for a prize.
I'm not, and I, you know, we've determined that I'm good at a lot of things, and I'm bad at a lot of things, so that makes me me.
Well, thank you, Chase. That's well said.
And I'm going to, I have a surprise at some point during trivia that I'm going to bust out, so just be on the lookout.
Okay.
Be on the lookout.
We've got some gift cards to Papa John's Pizza for trivia. We've also got a $25 gift card to Party Foul.
That'll be real good. My category, I am going back to, I guess I can call it Tennessee trivia, but it mainly is around Nashville, sports trivia. Has to do with our fair city.
So it is Tennessee or is it Nashville?
It's mainly Nashville. But there's some, I guess there's some UT connections, so I'll call it Tennessee.
Okay. All right. Those are the categories. And I've got Major League Baseball, so I'm going to do a little MLB. As we had John Shamba on, Shamby in the first hour. So it was really good to hear from him. We had a fun conversation with him. Now we need you to get involved. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We also had a really good conversation in the second hour of the show with Pierre LeBrun from The Athletic. He conducted a poll with his readers and fans of should the NHL come back? And he got over 62,000 people weigh in, and 59% said yes, 41% said no. All right, we need some
takers.
By the
way, we've had our own poll. Mm-hmm. And
where are we on that?
We've had a lot of votes. It's going to end when our show ends. So you can still weigh in on that if you go to 1025 The Game on Twitter, at 1025 The Game. We're at 75-25. For yes. So our audience is a little more enthusiastic, wanting to see the NHL come back even without fans. Whereas Pierre's larger group, hockey fans, 59-41, which surprised us a little bit.
Yeah, and I feel like more people, since we had Pierre on, we've had a few more votes for no than we did when we first put this
yeah,
up.
Yeah, a few more.
But still, yes is running away with it.
Okay, there you go. Do we have any takers for trivia?
We do. Rob's ready to go and getting a couple of more people lined up.
Okay, 615-737.
Line it up.
1025. Get involved.
Nothing to lose.
In Friday trivia. No. Nothing. Nothing.
No penalty
lose.
For guessing.
Nope. No penalty for wrong answers. All right, Rob, get us going. What category do you want to start with?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm going to go with the college nicknames.
College nicknames. All right, let's start it off with the university.
Sorry, cut out on me there.
Willie, you cut out.
The University of Houston.
That would be the Cougars.
Fires! Go!
I'm very excited for the first answer.
And very obtainable, so that was good. That was very good. Okay, where do you want to go next?
Let me go with the Nashville or Tennessee sports trivia.
Okay. We will start things off. 2003, the NHL held their entry draft at Bridgestone Arena, which I think at that point was Gaylord Entertainment Center. Who was the first overall pick in that draft?
Oh, 2003.
I will give you the team if that helps.
That would definitely help. I'll take on him.
The Pittsburgh Penguins had the first overall pick.
I'm going to say Sidney Crosby then.
I'm sorry, Rob. The answer is Marc-Andre Fleury.
Good deal. Thank you, guys.
All righty.
You guys knew that.
Legit question. Legit question.
What's legit?
It shows you how bad the Penguins were for a while. They had either the first or the second pick a bunch, and they made the most of it.
Sid was 2 years later? Is he 05? Is that right?
He was 05 right. After the that lockout. Right. And so the Penguins not only were bad, but they also were lucky because that particular year, every team had the same chance to get Sidney Crosby, and they won it.
That draft, we continue to talk about that draft.
You know what was interesting with our discussion with Pierre LeBrun, and he's right, and I want to know on this show why we don't hold them more accountable. The Blackhawks, one of their Stanley Cup wins, was in a shortened season, and we never hold that against them. Why don't we hold that against them more? We should on this show. In this market, we should. We should have an asterisk next to that championship. Should we not? Why don't we hold that against them? They played half of a season.
Are you saying that because you truly believe like that, or are you saying that because of the team?
Probably because of the team.
Yeah.
It happened in 94, 95 as well when the Devils won. That's when the right. Devils were perhaps poised to move to Nashville, remember? Mm-hmm. And they won it, and that helped keep them in New Jersey because they got a new arena deal, et cetera. But I don't think there should be an asterisk. I mean, they played what they played. And as Pierre said, they played continuously. Once they started, they played all the way through. So I had no problem with either one of them.
Well, I just think in this market, we should have a problem with that one. I'm just saying. Forget the Devils one. Who cares about that? But in this case, I think we should have a problem with the Blackhawks one. I think we should let it be noted that it was a shortened season and it really wasn't
okay.
A full body of work. Just
Black
saying.
Blackhawks suck.
Black now we got to come
suck.
Up with something for the other
team. I mean, right, have we grown that soft on the Blackhawks? Like, are they just out of sight, out of mind now?
They got to make the playoffs again for people to feel that way.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I can throw shots in.
You can kick them while they're down.
I can.
Perfectly fine. Let's go to Rusty. Rusty,
where's
you're up
broom?
Next.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Rusty, where do you want to start?
I guess baseball. I hope it's an Atlanta Braves question.
Ooh. Well, I'll give you multiple choice if you want it.
Okay, that works.
Okay, we all remember Roger Clemens in the Red Sox, right, at the beginning of his career.
Right.
He actually was not originally drafted by the Boston Red Sox. He was originally drafted by another team, but chose to, like a lot of kids have done, chose to not sign and go play college. And, of course, he did so where he was very, very good in Austin, Texas, at the University of Texas. So I want to know from you, he was drafted later on in 1984 by the Red Sox, but in 1981, what team did originally draft Roger Clemens, but he chose to go play in college. And if you don't know, I'll give you multiple choice.
I'll take multiple choice. I've got a guess, but I don't know if it's...
Okay.
I'll see if it's in the multiple choice.
Was it A, the New York Mets? Was it B, the Cleveland Indians? Or was it C, the Atlanta Braves?
Oh, I wasn't the Braves. I'm going to say New York Mets.
The New York Mets. Is that your final answer?
Yes, it's probably Cleveland, but I'm going to say New York. Yep, final answer.
Willie, is he correct?
He is.
He is.
Gets it to LeBron.
Absolutely
for
correct.
For the win, yes!
Rusty for the, well, it wasn't for the win. It was for round one. All right, where are you going next? He was indeed drafted by the Mets. Do you remember, by the way, right, what round, Willie, the Mets took him in?
It was a lower round.
Which probably helped with his decision, because, yeah. Helped with his decision.
Yeah, it was a lower round. I think he wanted to go to college. But can you imagine if the Mets had pulled that one off and had Roger Clemens and Dwight Gooden at that time? Hello.
I'm sure they would have figured out a way to mess it up.
Well, in 86 they didn't mess it up, and they had to beat Roger Clemens. So
yeah, that's true. Okay.
All right, let's go. Let's go for nicknames. Moving on, let's give you a middle of the road one, in my opinion, and let's go with a team that had a pretty good year this year. Richmond, out of the Atlantic 10.
I'm almost positive, but I think they're the Cowboys.
Ooh. No, God, Richmond, please, Cowboys. No.
For the record, I have known both of these.
Wow.
Okay.
The Spiders.
So, Chase, what's the answer?
The Spiders.
Sorry.
The Richmond Spiders. Rusty, it's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. We do this every Friday.
It's okay.
Yeah, you too.
It's okay. We're warming up. 737-1025. We need more contestants. Let's go. Bring it on.
Yes, we do. We probably need to step away and reload.
Well, we are going to do that. We are going to step away and come back with more participants here on Friday Trivia. 615-737-1025 is how you can get involved. We got some Papa John's Pizza gift cards, Party Foul gift cards, some good prizes. All you have to do is pick up the phone and participate. We will do that on the other side. ESPN 1025, The Game. Friday trivia time, 615-737-1025. Mike, you're up next. Yes. Welcome in.
Hey, how's it going out there?
Good, Mike. Which category did you want to start with? College nicknames, Major League Baseball, or Nashville?
Nashville.
He is going with Nashville. All right. For some reason, I've picked a theme and it's 2003, but we always talk about Kevin Byard being drafted by the Titans, and he, of course, attended Middle Tennessee State University. There was another player that was a Blue Raider that was drafted by the Titans in 2003 in the second round. Can you name that player? I can give you his position. If you want.
Okay.
Wide receiver.
Oh, man. I know that. I can't. It's sipped my tongue. I can't think of his name. Nope. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
Mike, it's okay. Do you guys know?
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
Repeat the question.
This thank you, Homer.
I know, right?
This MTSU wide receiver was drafted by the Titans in the second
Tyrone
round of the
Calico.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
There you go. Tyrone Calico.
All right, Mike, thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
We do this every Friday at 1 o'clock. No shame in a wrong answer. It's okay. Tyrone Calico. had promise.
We want
just
winners.
Could not stay healthy.
He got hurt. That was, wasn't that the big thing?
Yeah, he was starting to come around a little bit, I think.
Wasn't he a part of the reason that they made the horse collar rule?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Roy Williams.
Roy Williams. That's right. That's exactly right. I don't know if, you know, how he would have turned out, you know, if he didn't have the injuries, but, yeah, Tyrone Callum.
Draft pick of Floyd Reese.
Look, that's why you've heard me bring, you know, people are like, that's the pass. Well, yeah, it is the pass. You're right. Different GM, but it just, but if you don't know the history until here, you know, this eight, you know, so far, 1 year in, it looks really good with A.J. Brown. But, I mean, for whatever reason, this franchise has just had tough luck at the wide receiver position. It's just
especially in the second round.
Especially in the second. Well, they haven't had good second-round picks.
Yeah.
That's why this Derrick Henry pick can go a long ways to kind of flushing that narrative, because this team has had a lot of whiffs in the second round, unfortunately. But Derrick Henry, you know what? You can forgive a lot of whiffs whenever you get a Derrick Henry in the second round. All right, let's go to Nash. All right, Nash is on the line. Cool. Nash, welcome into Friday Trivia.
Thank you.
Where do you want to start?
Sports nicknames.
College nicknames. All right, here we go. Let's start off with a fastball right down the middle. And let's give you from
old
Conference USA, University of Alabama, Birmingham, UAB.
Oh, man. UAB. Yeah, not my conference. You get a multiple choice?
Wow.
Should we give him multiple choice? Or do you, Chase, you want to strum on the guitar, give him a chance to bail himself out?
Oh, you want to do the get out of jail free here?
Are we doing that now?
Are you prepared
I think
to do
this
that?
He's desperate. He needs it. He
Nash
needs
is it. He needs a lifeline.
All right, Nash, if you can name this tune, then you stay alive.
You ready, Nash? Can you hear him?
Yep.
Come on, Nash. You got this.
Come on.
Okay, well, I know the group.
Well, that's just name the group, and you got
okay.
it.
Okay, name the group.
I got to think of the group.
One more time, Chase.
Aerosmith.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, and the song?
Over? Did you say over?
I'd have to.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Not running, but. Not running, but. Not running, Nash, but. Walking, maybe walk this way.
Walk this way, yeah, okay.
All right. Yeah, he's hanging by a thread. He's hanging by a thread.
He is hanging on by a thread.
He's hanging by a thread.
I'm not going to give the answer. Chase, what was the answer?
That was walk this way.
No, I know that, but I mean, back to Willie, because Nash is going to advance for getting it, but can you name UAB?
UAB?
Yeah, I was sitting there trying to think. The Dragons? I see the logo.
Oh, they do have the logo.
The logo is a dragon.
Golly.
What
Blazers.
Is it? Blazers.
It was the Blazers. Okay, so Nash is hanging on with one arm to the lifeline that's been thrown in the water. He's clinging. He's got his elbow and one arm around it. All right, here we go.
We have the electric this week, boys. We are thrashing.
All right,
so
Nash, where are you going next?
Somehow through round one. Yes.
Let's go with baseball.
Okay, let's go baseball. Celebrated Jackie Robinson Day this week. Unfortunately, there was no Major League Baseball for everybody to wear number 42. But the question I have, and it's going to be multiple choice, is what year was Jackie Robinson's final season with the Brooklyn Dodgers? Was it A, 1954, B, 1956, or C, 1958?
Go 58.
58 is the guess. And unfortunately, it's incorrect. 1956.
Wow.
Is what we were looking for. Nash, good job
Chase,
staying alive.
This is good.
Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
I'm just out licking
Chase, I like the sound effects.
I'm just out licking Chinese doorknobs trying to build up some immunity.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. See how that works for you.
Yeah. All right.
Brush up on those nicknames.
Let's see if we've got Mike. Mike, you're up next.
And by the way, I liked Chase chiming in with sound effects based on whether the question is correct or not.
Hello, boys.
How you doing?
Good. I hope you're as generous with me as you were with Nash.
That was pretty generous, huh?
Man.
We need some winners.
The lifeline is
available.
We want to
give away prizes.
Yeah. We
want to give
I know I'm not
going
to win because I knew all the answers to Willie's question, so I know I'm going to buy him out on this first one.
So is that where you want to start?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
All right, and keep lining up, 615-737-1025 to play Friday afternoon trivia here. Okay, college nicknames. Let's go again with the batting practice fastball we give you from the Big Ten, University of Illinois.
The Fighting Illini.
That is correct.
All right, where do you want to go next?
Wait. Chase, where's the chiming in of the correct answer? You like go off on a riff.
I'm trying to think what would be a good one for.
That sounds like a correct answer. That's pretty good.
I wasn't sure, but we'll go with that. All right, do you want to go Nashville or you want to go MLB?
Let's go MLB.
All right, Mike. How about give me the nickname? Who was the Iron Horse?
Oh, Lou Gehrig.
I love it. All over that. That is correct. All right.
Pay that man his money.
Well, one more round, and we will pay him with a gift card. Chase.
All right. Sticking with Nashville. This driver won back-to-back Daytona 500s. 94, 95, back-to-back Daytona 500s. This Nashvillian was the winner.
It's got to be DW.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners.
Lifeline. Lifeline.
We're
going to
give him a lifeline?
Your call.
Who else is another Nashville driver?
Oh, come on.
Not Sterling. Marlin.
It is Sterling Marlin.
Oh.
It is Sterling Marlin.
Well, I thought he had the name. Okay, but he's got to get the name that tune to get the prize, I think.
Oh, no. You got to make me listen to his playing, are you?
I don't know if I want to give it to him.
You got to do what you got to do to win the pizza.
Is it enough pain?
All right. We can do the name that tune. Here we go.
I actually recognize it, but I'm terrible at music trivia, so I don't know the name of the band or the song.
I can clean it up for you.
That was actually pretty good, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. I recognize the tune. I just don't know who it is.
Hey, rest in peace.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Oh, well. It was fun, boys. Appreciate
it. Black and white, clear as crystal.
Okay.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
We need a 20-second time. We're giving people a lot of different chances to win. Let's go.
To give some things away. All right, we will come
back. I love what he said. He goes, you're not going to make me listen to play the guitar.
Thanks.
Chase, I think you're bringing it strong today. You're helping people out.
Well,
this
we haven't done this in a while, and I figured, you know what? I'm going to break out the Les Paul. We're going to plug in the effects pedal, and we're going to thrash a little.
Okay, I say we keep the lifeline out there, the get out of jail free. If you want to pass on a question and instead play the name that tune to get by that round, I think that's a very legal move.
All right, we will come back. We will get more phone calls, more participants on the other side. Friday afternoon trivia, 615-737-1025. We'll do that next on ESPN 1025, The Game. We've tried to save your trivia life here on this show today. Chase has whipped out the guitar, and he's given you an opportunity. You've heard from Aerosmith. You've heard from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. An opportunity to stay alive in Friday Trivia. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
I will
615-737-1025. Staying alive. Staying alive. Here we go. Bo Sox fan, you're up next. Welcome in.
Okay, so before I pick my choice, I'm going to say Bill O'Brien, Frank Wright, Vrabel, and does it really matter who coaches Jacksonville?
No.
I'll go with Willie's choice first.
Okay. So you had, wait a minute, Bill O'Brien. Say it again, Bill O'Brien, Frank Reich, Mike Vrabel?
Yes.
And nobody cares about fourth? Got it.
Does it matter? Right.
Doug Marrone.
No, it doesn't. All right, college nicknames to get things going.
College nicknames. Let's go with Boise State.
You know, these are so easy when you're not on the radio. God, I have their logo.
It's like it's kind of like singing in the shower, right? Everybody's a good singer in the shower.
It is. Yeah, I got the colors. I got their logo. It's some kind of horse. It's a...
Von Miller.
Boise State.
Von Miller. What?
Well, it's not COVID-19. I know it's not that.
It's not pandemic.
I can't. It's really funny. I can't remember it, but let's say the Boise State Mustangs.
Lifeline? Lifeline? Anyone?
Now, does he get the get out of jail free if he misses, right, or do you have to pass and then take the lifeline?
What's the rule?
What's the official rule? We're making this up as we go.
I love Bo Sox. I think you have to at least get one right before you can use the get out of jail.
Oh, so you're saying now we've got the new rule is you've got to at least be – you've got to have life. So you've already successfully got at least one round?
So can we go to instant replay to see what the actual get out of jail was?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to let you two decide. If you want to give it to him, then I'm ready to go.
I'm fine. You guys go ahead. I'm fine. I was just messing with you guys. I just wanted to get that coach's rank in there.
Who does Von Miller play for?
The Broncos.
Bo Sox.
Good Lord. Yeah. I knew it was a horse. I just didn't know which one. All right.
Thank you.
All over it. He was all
have a good weekend.
The Boise State Broncos on the blue field.
Boise State Broncos. True story. Birds used to fly some suicide missions at where Boise State plays, and they would die because they thought it was water. That's a true story, is it not?
I've heard
birds diving on the blue field because they thought it was water.
I think I have heard.
I don't know if it's an urban legend or if that's.
I think it's
factual.
True. I think it's true.
I thought he'd get
Randy
my hint.
Randy Johnson killed birds. At Boise State has killed birds. Those are facts.
I thought he would get my hint with OJ.
Their hints were there. Okay.
I've known most of these.
Vincent, you're up next. Welcome in.
All right. Thank you. We'll keep the train wreck going.
All right. Which subject is first?
Go with college nicknames.
College nicknames. All right. Let's go with the powerhouse college basketball program from out west, Gonzaga.
Oh, God. Just kick me down the low. Gonzaga.
Do you want the lifeline? Do you want the get out of jail free before you miss?
He can also let me answer it.
Yes.
Since we
know. That's your lifeline. Either
anything that keeps him from playing the guitar.
Wow. Oh,
oh,
wow. Wow.
That's mean.
So,
I don't know if I want to.
He's trying to help you. He's trying to get you out of jail.
Vincent, do you want to defer Chase to answer, or do you want to try to answer it? That is your lifeline.
Well, my lifeline. Now, I know Chase won't get it right for me now. I mean.
Oh, I'm going to try. No, two wrongs don't make a right, Vincent.
Sorry, I'm a Clapton fan. Play some Clapton music. I'm gonna go for Chase to answer it for me.
There's a bit of a gap between Chase and Clapton, but
I do love
Chase.
Clapton.
What do you got on nicknames for Gonzaga? What's their nickname?
I believe they are the Bulldogs.
You play to win the game.
I would have never got that.
There you go.
It's correct.
How about that?
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Chase is the best guitar player today there is.
I thought for sure Chase was going to say the Zags. I thought for sure that was coming.
Nope. Hey, I've only missed one of these, and it was UAB.
Okay. Vincent, where are you going next?
Probably my weakest baseball.
You said your weakest is baseball?
Yes. Go with that.
Okay. I'll give you multiple choice. And I'm asking this question because I think we should, if you don't know it, I think we should know. Like, this is a cool little history fact. I want to know, the seventh inning stretch has been around a long, long time. What college did it originate from? And I'll give you multiple choice, okay?
Okay.
Was it A, Washington and Lee University? B, Colgate, or C, Manhattan College? Where did the seventh inning stretch originate from? Washington and Lee, Colgate, or Manhattan College?
I'm going to go with Manhattan College.
Manhattan College is the guess, and it is correct. Well done. Did you know that, or was that just a guess?
That was a total guess.
Willie, did you know that?
I did not. Not for
really?
Sure.
Manhattan College. Okay.
You've been watching Ken Burns' documentary?
I did not know that.
That's why I said it's a little bit of a – that's why I wanted to bring it up. We could all learn a little bit from that. It's pretty –
So it wasn't necessarily playing take me out to the ball game. It was just to have the seventh inning stretch?
It was literally, yes. Back in the – I think it was obviously in the 1800s, I think. And it was just – he wanted the students to stand up and just – it was a hot day and wanted everybody to stand up and take a break and stretch the legs.
Great question. I'm glad he's still alive. He guessed right. He did. So now it's just a Nashville question, or do we give him the option of the name that tune?
No, he's got to get the Nashville question. Okay. Nashville question.
Oh, for the win. Man.
Who scored?
Well, I hope it's a Sterling Marlin one again.
It is not.
I knew that one. Okay.
Who scored the first goal in the history of the Nashville Predators?
Ooh, is there a
season ticket holder, I'd know.
Give you multiple.
I can give you multiple choice.
Multiple choice. I think we got to give.
That's
multiple
a little
choice.
Difficult.
All right.
Okay. Go. Y'all just trying to give it away now, aren't you? All right.
A. Okay. Here we go. You can pick from these four: Scott Walker,
no.
Tom Fitzgerald, Andrew Brunette, David Leguan.
For some reason, Andrew Brunette picked out. I'm going with that.
Gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes!
It's good.
Vincent, good job.
Where's the guitar riff? Where's the guitar riff?
There we go. That's a right answer.
Celebration.
It maybe doesn't feel like you're a winner, Vincent, but you are. We're going to put you on hold, and Elijah is going to let you pick what you want. We got a couple gift cards. You pick what you want. Congratulations. Thanks for playing along.
All right. I got tickets to the Preds next week. You may want those tickets. No.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Hang on to those things.
I've got some good gift cards to the box seat and some other places. We could package them together for a great night out.
I'll upgrade. All right, thank you.
All right, we'll put you on hold. Good job. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Who else do we have? Who'd you say, Elijah?
Julio.
Julio. Julio, you're up next here on Friday Trivia. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with college nicknames, guys.
College nicknames. Seems to be the sweet spot early on.
College nicknames. All right, let's go to the ACC. Virginia Tech.
The Hokies, whatever that is.
That
yes,
is
we will not
correct.
Ask you to answer the question, what is a Hokie?
Some kind of turkey, I think. Who knows?
Where do you want to go next?
Let's go Nashville.
Nashville. Round two.
All right, Julio. 1998, the first ever Music City Bowl. Which teams participated?
It was still SEC, ACC. Can I get multiple choice? Is that an option?
Just
or do you want the lifeline?
You already know the conferences. Yeah. You said it. You said SEC, ACC, so there you go. How about SEC West and ACC?
All right,
is that a good hit?
What's it? Oh, man. I want to say LSU. And
now, hold on. Before you answer, the SEC-ACC is incorrect. It was SEC Big East at the time.
Oh, that's
that
a good
may,
point.
You're
that right,
may be a hint.
Right.
Okay.
There's been another hint thrown out during this conversation.
All right.
Yes.
The Big East.
A team that was in the Big East that is now in the ACC.
Okay.
There's your clue.
There you go.
Let's say.
And it's been mentioned here very recently.
Yes.
Okay, Willie. All right, Willie. We got it. Enough.
Babe.
Enough hints. We're just plopping it in his lap.
Well, I appreciate the help.
I really want to hear Chase play the guitar. That's what I want to hear.
I think I'd do worse on music. Let's say Big East mentioned recently. Let's go. I'm thinking Big East to ACC Miami or your Syracuse.
Or?
Let's say... North Carolina State sounds like they go to Music City Bowl a lot. And
so is that your final answer?
Sure.
NC State and LSU?
Sure.
That doesn't sound like a winning riff.
No, that's not great.
Virginia Tech.
Oh.
The Hokies. Alabama.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed Alabama in the Music City Bowl. That's, but.
Well, 1998.
Remember, it's 1998. That was pre Little Nicky. And it was a really, really
Shula, right?
Really crappy day. Crappy day.
That
cold,
was not good weather.
Cold,
great over at Vanderbilt.
Grow
See,
up.
I'm more of a Vanderbilt, North Carolina State Music City Bowl kind of guy in the James Franklin era.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But those games were over at
now
Nissan.
We're talking.
This was back at Vanderbilt, the first one.
Oh, just like the Titans, Vanderbilt Stadium Titans season.
Yep, that's correct. Well, Julio, thanks for participating. Have a great weekend.
Well, I appreciate it. Y'all take care.
All right, you too. We'll
you
come back one more round to
we
close
need
out
come
today's
on,
show.
Let's go.
615-737-1025. Your calls next. Well, this trivia hour is not for lack of trying. We've tried. We have one winner to show for it. Let's see if we can get
a couple
more before we get out of here, or at least another one before we get out of here. 615-737-1025. We've at least had fun, and we've tried. All right, let's go to Danny. Danny, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the college nicknames.
Okay.
All right, we're going out to the Pac-12. The University of Colorado.
The Buffaloes.
Fires! Yeah!
Nashville or Major League Baseball?
Let's go with Nashville.
All right. We will this will be a good one for you. All right. This Tennessee Vol was drafted in the second round by the Titans in 2013.
Kendall Wright? Oh, no, that's not the right one.
Do you have a guess though?
2013
wide receiver.
Or do you want to have Chase play the guitar?
Let's have Chase play the guitar because I'm not going to get this.
Okay.
Wide receiver.
He wants to get out of jail. He wants to get out of jail. Chase, maestro.
Oh, Enter the Sandman.
He's alive. He's still alive.
Danny.
Well done. Good use of the lifeline.
Well done.
He's reached the final tier.
I'm going to save that question then, since he didn't get it.
Okay. I even gave out a hint. All right, Danny for the win. Boy, Willie, I can't let Willie be your lifeline on this, but man, is this so up his alley. 1986 World Series.
Oh.
1986 World Series. I mean, he's got drool
coming out
right
now. I'm just getting so excited. I'm almost lifted off of my chair when you said 1986 World Series.
There were four future Hall of Famers in that World Series. Four future Hall of Famers. I'm asking you to just give me one for the win. Future Hall of Famers in that 1986 World Series.
Only one I really know from the, I guess, 80s.
Well, let's start with, do you know who's in it? Do you know who was in the 86 World Series?
Was it the Tigers?
No, the Mets and the Red Sox. Okay, so there are your teams, Mets and Red Sox. Just need one Hall of Famer of the four. Future.
Let's see. I've been putting off baseball. That's my worst one. I got no idea on that one. Only one I know from the 80s is Kurt Gibson, but I know he was part of the Tigers.
Okay. Do we have a lifeline or anything we can do?
If I can name all four, does he win?
Ooh. No. Yeah, that's fine. You're going to get him.
Is he ready to put faith in me for
Chase,
that?
Chase, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. Well, let's start with your beloved Mets.
Because I'm about to have to play us out.
Gary Carter.
Yep.
Wade Boggs.
Correct.
Jim Rice.
Correct. For the win.
Tom Seaver.
Oh, that was the trickier one. Yes.
But Tom Seaver played for the Red Sox.
Yes, that's correct.
That's the trick.
That's the tricky one.
When you have this free pizza, cheers. Cheers to me.
Teamwork. That was called teamwork. Yeah. Teamwork trivia. We're going to put you on hold and get your info. Congratulations.
Thank you. You have a good day.
All right, you too. Yeah, I was never going to have anybody named four. Tom Seaver was definitely the tricky one. But I had faith that you would nail it. Like I said, I couldn't think of a more number one category, the old number one. Fastball right down the middle than that one.
No question.
That'll do it for our show today. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Thanks for all the participation. You just take this fun show and take it right through the weekend. Have fun, be safe, enjoy the weather, and we'll be back at it Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.